You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hello, this is Chip. This is 2MTL 209 for the 18th of May. The emotional life of the Doctor fascinates me. While he's never been as stoic as, say, Spock attempted to be in early Star Trek, in the old classic series days, the Doctor was just too crotchety or too alien or just too cool, hello John Pertwee, to expend much screen time on how he feels and what his feelings mean. Obviously, in the new series, the Doctor has run the emotional gamut from anger to fear to joy to sadness, and much of that was explored in The Doctor's Wife. Now, way back in 2MTL 136, I had a theory that I still kind of like about the Doctor's personality, that sometimes when he regenerates, he subconsciously overcompensates for his perceived failings the last go-around. It's fair to say that by being highly emotional as the 10th Doctor, the 11th Doctor said, right, that's enough of that. And yet, as Amy herself points out, sometimes the Doctor lets his emotional control slip. And even when the Doctor refuses to wallow in emotion, you see that it's still there. He just chooses not to act on it, this time. So I admit I had a bit of a chuckle listening to my friends on Radio Free Scaro number 254 celebrate how understated Matt Smith's performance was when that last scene with Idris had him breaking down into a lip-quivering mess that they would never have tolerated coming from David Tennant. So what's going on here? Well, as I said, open emotionality was the 10th Doctor's default state. Because his emotions were closer to the surface, you saw them more often, but the individual displays weren't usually over the top, usually. Quiet tears at the end of Doomsday. Tears of guilt, not self-pity, but guilt, with Wilf in End of the World. Whereas the 11th Doctor's default is understatement, even repression, which means a rare blow-up, as in Victory of the Daleks, but that was tactical, or a meltdown, as in The Doctor's Wife, is more plausible. Because he makes a visible effort not to show his cards, you know something's boiling down there. And when Idris gives up the ghost, the Doctor is, in the words of Carbon Leaf's song Life Less Ordinary, the Doctor's a saddened man, a broken boy. It's because you don't see that sort of thing from Matt Smith often, but he plays it like he's hiding it, that his closing scenes in The Doctor's Wife are so powerful. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for May the 18th. Find more episodes at twominutetimelord.com or on iTunes, where you can leave a review if you'd be so kind. I'm on Twitter at @2MinuteTimeLord and on Facebook at facebook.com/numeral2MinuteTimeLord. Thanks for listening.